Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A after we had a day off yesterday for baseball, of course. That's going to happen from time to time as the Diamondbacks and Dodgers had a fun game yesterday. Well, we have a fun show for you today because we're going to open up talking about furry friends, specifically our cats and dogs and the Yavapai Humane Society, because we have Lori Walden here from the Humane Society and Katrina Carr from the Yavapai Humane Trappers. Also on today's show, we're going to talk with Dr. Catherine Athens. She will be in town this weekend. She is a behavioral psychotherapist who has written a series of books, including a new one called The Heart Brain, and she will be at Peregrine Books this weekend to do a reading of that book and a book signing, plus she has about 9 other books, I believe, Peregrine Books offers. So that will be an interesting chat with Dr. Catherine Athens, or Dr. Catherine Athens. I apologize for that. Well, also want to let you know that Frontier Days and the World's Oldest Rodeo arrive next week in Prescott. On Monday's show, I'll air my interview with the author of some original rodeo stars I bet you don't know about. From Hawaii, from long, long, long ago, I will be talking to the author of Aloha Rodeo as part of Monday's Q&A, which will also feature a chat with the editorial director of the nation's number one bookseller with his choices for the top 10 books of the year so far. Now, the Wednesday Night Classic coming up next week, that's July 3rd, Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater, is Junior Bonner. Filmed largely in and around downtown Prescott in 1972, it'll be a real-time capsule for this town. That movie stars Steve McQueen, Robert Preston, Ida Lupino, Joe Don Baker, and the old cowboy star and rodeo star Ben Johnson. One of the peculiarities about that movie is that the couple who played Steve McQueen's parents, Robert Preston and Ida Lupino, were only 12 years older than Steve McQueen. And the Diamondbacks are in San Francisco for the first of 4 against the San Francisco Giants. That will start tonight at 6 with the pregame show. First pitch from Oracle Park. I can't say Oracle Park. I'm sorry. That's Pac Bell Park or AT&T Park, not Oracle. Anyway, the first pitch is at 6:45. So stay tuned because we've got Dr. Catherine Athens coming your way in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're hoping to hear soon from Dr. Catherine Athens. If she can't make it through, we do have Lori and Katrina from the Humane Society and from the Yavapai Humane Trappers stepping in any minute now. In the meantime, I do want to let you know about a very special tribute to first responders coming up tomorrow. This is going to be called In the Line of Duty. It'll be at the Heights Church on Larry Caldwell Drive in Prescott. It starts with a barbecue at 4 p.m. in the outside picnic area. There is a show from 6:30 to 8:30 inside the theater. It's a country music show by Dewey Bottom Players. Tickets are only $35 for the barbecue and the show. Also, you can get your tickets at ericmarshfoundation.org. That's ericmarshfoundation.org. That will be at the Heights Church tomorrow, beginning at 4 p.m. with the entertainment, starting at 6:30. The food will be catered by Augie's Restaurant, so you know it's going to be great, and dessert from Augie's Rock Springs Cafe. All proceeds from this special In the Line of Duty tribute to first responders tomorrow will benefit the Eric Marsh Foundation on this weekend, which marks the tragic 6th anniversary of the 19 Granite Mountain hotshots who paid the ultimate price in that terrible fire in Yarnell. So do not forget that. On a bit lighter note, if you were at the Bluegrass Festival over the weekend, you saw the Prescott Regulators and their Shady Ladies and our friend Neil Thomas. Well, they're going to be back on July 27th and 28th. That's a Saturday and Sunday with a shootout on Whiskey Row, the 14th annual. They'll celebrate the National Day of the Cowboy with a shootout reenactments and their 5th anniversary trail ride and all horse parade. There will be dozens of horses, perhaps as many as 100, going right down Whiskey Row, and the proceeds for this 14th annual shootout on Whiskey Row will benefit local veterans. That comes your way July 27th and 28th, and you can get more information at PrescottRegulators.org or PRSLLongWriters.com. Once again, PRSLLongWriters.com, and you can help benefit our local veterans. I mentioned the Diamondbacks and Giants tonight. You know, every time they play the Giants, we get to see their great left-handed starting pitcher, Madison Bumgarner. He's in his walk year, and they're probably going to see him this weekend because it's a four-game series. He's had a great career with the Giants. However, being his walk year, the Giants are going nowhere. Their manager, Bruce Bochy, is retiring after the season, and they're in position to clean house and get rid of some expensive veterans, bring in some cheaper young talent, and rebuild. So if you're a fan of Madison Bumgarner, who's had a terrific career, you might see him for the last time against the Diamondbacks in this four-game weekend series, and that again starts tonight. An unusual starting time from San Francisco. Their games normally start at 7:15. That'll be a 6:45 first pitch tonight with the pregame show at 6 o'clock right here on KQ&A. Hey, if you love blues music, and who doesn't, how about some badass blues coming your way every day online right here at Prescott.com. So don't miss Badass Blues. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to our friends from the Humane Society about all sorts of good things coming your way in the Prescott area. That is coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Will your family survive a wildfire? This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Every year, fire season brings danger to Yavapai County. The Board of Supervisors encourages everyone to visit yavapai.us and click on the fire safety button for more information on defensible space and emergency evacuation plans. Find out how to contact your local fire department and receive a free property FireWise evaluation. Be prepared. Be ready.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
R.E.D. Plumbing is proud to host our second annual cornhole tournament. RSVP to R.E.D. Plumbing by July 10th to show your cornhole skills, win trophies, and bragging rights. Entry fee is $250 per two-person team, and it's going to be a double elimination. All proceeds go towards Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. Stop by and check out the amazing opportunity to show off your skills and help out an amazing organization on August 10th at Findlay Toyota Center. It's the second annual cornhole tournament presented by R.E.D. Plumbing for Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity.
People today are working harder than ever, going in early, staying late, even working weekends, hoping to retire someday and then begin to enjoy life.
Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. Even after helping members of our community for over 22 years, I'm still surprised when someone tells me they're planning on getting an RV someday.
The truth is, you don't need to wait another minute. Owning an RV is a dream well within your reach and a lifestyle you can have right now for as little as $3.88 a day. Small steps reap big rewards. Buy one less cup of coffee today, and you'll be brewing a fresh pot over the campfire this weekend. Brown bag your lunch a couple of days a week, and spend the weekend showing your kids how to catch their own dinner in a babbling stream full of fish. Skip the dessert next time you're out for dinner, and let your kids make all-you-can-eat s'mores under a sky full of stars. Where will you find your $3.88 a day? Working hard is good, but a balanced life is even better. Let's teach our kids how important it is to seize every day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:14. One of my favorite topics in the world, furry friends, is on our minds today. And our friend, Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society, is here. She has brought with her a special guest, Katrina Carr from the Yavapai Humane Trappers. Lori, since you're the veteran on this show here, why don't you introduce Katrina for us and tell us what Yavapai Humane Trappers is all about?
Well, I'm going to let her tell you what Yavapai Humane Trappers is all about. This is Katrina Carr, and I will let you take over from there.
I could drink.
We're Yavapai Humane Trappers Animal Search and Rescue, and we are a volunteer-based organization that brings in animals that cannot be caught by normal means. And what I mean by that is animals that can't be caught by animal control or citizens with leashes or treats. We do trapping, humane trapping. We have all different kind of traps. We use snazzy snares, whatever we need to.
Snazzy snares?
Yes.
My mind is reeling. Describe a snazzy snare.
Snazzy snare is a concoction that is basically like a leash, but it has a loop on it as well. Mm-hmm. And so you could get it right over the dog's head, and if the dog runs, you just put it there, and it catches them.
Now, what kinds of animals besides dogs do you do humane trapping of?
We do cats. We have done pigs that's been running around, pot-bellied pigs, yes. There's quite a lot of those running.
The look on your face is priceless.
Now, I have to ask you, is it possible to catch a cat?
To catch a cat? We actually have. We did. A military family came in from California. They were traveling to Virginia. And they lost their cat at one of the local hotels, and we were able to trap it.
Wow. Now, I've seen stories in the newspaper in the last year or so about sometimes animals getting free on the people's property, and they want to take things into their own hands, but there are laws against that with certain animals, aren't there?
Yes, there is.
Now, do you ever come across javelinas or things like that that people don't want on their property, but you don't want to kill them, right?
No, I actually have. I was contacted by a gentleman who had a neighbor, a senior neighbor living by him, who said that he had a pig living underneath his house. So they called me. I went over there, and it turned out to be a javelina.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I was like, no, we just need to chase him out, and then we'll board up all your holes.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you trap these animals, humanely trap them, what happens next? What do you do with them?
Most of them, we do have scanners, chip scanners, and we'll scan them. If they have chips, we call the chip company. They locate the owner. The owner calls us, or we take them to the Humane Society.
Now, if they are being chipped, are they sometimes chipped and then sent back out in the wild?
No.
They're kept at the Humane Society.
Well, what she's talking about is if they have a microchip.
Yeah.
And then so the owner that way.
So tell me about some of the struggles in trying to humanely capture animals when that's against their instinct.
Really, the struggles is just with citizens that don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And don't understand. A lot of people that do rescue knows if they see me trying to get a dog, bring in a dog, they stay back.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, their instincts, they want to help.
Yeah.
So they run up, and that could scare the animal,
sure,
chase it away, and that's definitely not. The worst thing you do is chase an animal. Do not chase it.
Because their instinct kicks in then, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And they will either fight or flight, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Lori, let me ask you this, because you mentioned the fear and, scaring the animal, stuff like this. Coming up on the 4th of July, I know a lot of you guys at the Humane Society are going to hold your breath for that night, aren't you?
Yeah. Don't do it, people.
And you know what? Even those who are not taking their animals to the actual fireworks show, the fireworks show in Prescott this year won't be downtown. It'll be at Watson Lake.
Right.
And that's not very far from the Humane Society, is it?
Right. And that's a lot of people have been calling me and asking me about that.
Yeah.
But
just that they're afraid of those booming sounds. But think of how sensitive their hearing is.
Exactly.
If we hear the boom, what are they hearing?
Right, exactly. Ooh. Which is why there's going to be some nice, we're going to do classical. They're gonna get some culture that night.
The classical, and my mind harks back to a story out of Seattle, Washington several years ago. There was a 7-Eleven store that had a real problem with teenagers hanging around the parking lot and, causing trouble and harassing people. You know what their solution was?
Classical music.
They started piping classical music out of the parking lot, and the teens just fled.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, Katrina, with the different animals that you're humanely trapping, what kinds of advice can you give for any of us if our dog runs out the door or cat?
Definitely you want to start bringing the awareness out of them, posting on social media, calling the Humane Society, making lost pet reports, getting up flyers, talking to your neighbors. The big thing we use is scent items. If the dog is scared and skittish and is not going to come to nobody, or even car accidents that involve mm-hmm. animals, we do those as well. And we use scent items, and we definitely want to get those out in the yard or wherever the dog was lost camping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have brought in a lot of dogs using scent items.
Sure. I would imagine, too, since a lot of people have indoor dogs, if that dog suddenly bursts out the front door, suddenly they're in an alien environment. They don't know what to do or where to go, so they're already scared, aren't they?
Absolutely, they are already scared.
We had a situation at home about 2 weeks ago. We have a lot of birds. We have cockatiels. We have a cockatoo. We have a Quaker parrot, things like this in the house. And we were transferring them to our outdoor cage. One of them got away and flew out the back door and flew right to our rose bush, thank heaven, instead of over the fence to God knows where.
Oh, man.
But the cockatiel, who's an absolute sweetheart, who spends most of her day on our shoulders, suddenly she's in the backyard sitting on a rose bush going, oh, my gosh, what next? What do I do now? I've never been out here before. Well, and she just sat there, waited for Mom to go over there, put out her hand, and hop back on her hand because she feels secure on Mom's shoulders and on my shoulders. So we learned a lesson there.
They're smart cookies.
They're smart. And they know that, oh, man, this great outdoors isn't so great after all. I want my food and my water mm-hmm. and my companionship.
mm-hmm.
Hey, that reminds me, by the way, Lori, because in the last couple of weeks, and maybe it's because 4th of July is coming up, there have been columns in the local papers about the importance of providing companionship for your animals, for your pets. Now, you, of course, at the Humane Society, you see it every day. Tell us, you know, we always know that we get pets for our companionship, but how important is it to the animal to have a human to bond to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's just like having a child. I mean, that's it. Katrina and I were talking earlier, and it's like I can't take it when these people are like, oh, I'm leaving my dog out in the back. I'm like, I can't even walk through the kennel half the time because I look at these babies looking me in the eye, mm-hmm. and they're just looking at you like, another one.
Yeah.
But when you have the adoption happen and that connection and you can just see it and they just look at you with those eyes and it's trust and it's love. And we have a really good program where we have meet and greet time and you can go out in the bark parks. That's the important thing is to not just look at them in the kennel and not just see how they are in the kennel. In the kennel, they're scared. It's loud. You know, take them outside to the bark park. Let them run around with you. Play ball with them and just see how they really are because there's some of them that...
You got to get them outside with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that connection is so close and so valued by both animals and humans. And we're amazed because we have five dogs. Four of them are rescues, and the way that they have adapted to the other dogs and to us, and regarding this as their home,
mm-hmm.
their forever home. I mean, it's just captivating. It really is.
It is, and it's just so much fun to watch. And you just look at them, and you know. They trust you.
Yeah.
They
We have a 4-month-old golden retriever puppy.
Oh.
I'm not sure who his parents were, but from seeing him grow, I think his mother was a golden retriever and his father was a brontosaurus.
Oh, there you go.
Because I just sit there and watch him grow. And the thing is, you mentioned like having a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a toddler in the house.
Uh-huh.
He gets into mischief. He tears everything up. He chews everything. Just barks at the wrong time and then comes over to you, lays his chin on your thigh, and looks up at those eyes and always forgiven.
That's right.
I'm telling you. That must be why we do this. But they respond so well to human interaction. It's just so valuable.
It's... You know, when I first got, I have two cats, and then I have Cassidy, my dog, And I was like, I don't even turn the TV on anymore because I have kitty TV.
You have kitty TV. Now, what is that?
Well, you watch the cats, you watch the dogs, that's all. You don't need to watch it. It's a...
something. Well, we're going to take a break here and catch up with local and state news and weather. We are talking to Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society and Katrina Carr from the Yavapai Humane Trappers, and we'll have more coming up with them in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let's check that local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate Independence Day with the D-backs on Friday, the 5th of July. Game time is 6 p.m. Then sit back in air-conditioned Chase Field as the roof opens for a fireworks spectacular. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Visit dbacks.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 27th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Phoenix law firm compiles a who's who of Phoenix priests accused or convicted of child sex crimes, and the lead attorney is certain there are more out there.
The Anderson Report lists the names of 109 priests in Phoenix Diocese records going back to 1969 when the diocese began, including their ministry history and charges against them. Attorney Jeff Anderson says while 29 men so far are on his radar,
44 of these individuals who are identifying here today, we don't know their whereabouts. They could be your neighbors.
As for the 62 dead priests, Anderson says, their crimes still live on in the tormented minds of their victims. And the point of all this, he says, is delivering public safety, justice, and healing to the violated. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Mostly sunny, dry, windy today and tomorrow with extreme fire danger warnings. Highs of 85 to 90 today through Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. With overnight lows and clear skies around 56 tonight, 62 Friday and Saturday night. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, continued sunny, breezy highs near 97 today, 101 Friday through Sunday, clear evening skies and overnight lows near 60 tonight, 66 tomorrow and Saturday night. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, AMCO, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks visit Giants Thursday at 6, Monday at 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet. Every single one of our 2018 Silverados are officially gone. So now we're turning up the heat on our 2019 sell down. Get 0% interest for up to 84 months on all 2019 Silverado light duty double cabs. That's no interest for 7 years. Take over $10,000 off MSRP on a newly redesigned 2019 Silverado crew cab and over $13,000 off on a 2019 Silverado double cab. Every one of these trucks are built with the right equipment. They're all 4x4 LTs with the All-Star package. They have power seats, tow packages, aluminum wheels, and our top-selling 5.3-liter V8. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new Silverado during our 2019 sell-down. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Voted best of the best car dealership for an unprecedented 7th year in a row. Come see us at Lamb Chevrolet. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:35. We're talking with Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society and Katrina Carr from Yavapai Humane Trappers. Katrina, this is kind of an unusual sideline. How did you get involved in this?
Yeah, well, there's a Facebook page called Lost Pets of Northern Arizona. Melanie Underwood is the creator of that page, and it's for Lost Pets in Northern Arizona, and we are really, really big in the Prescott area. A lot of people are on that page. And in 2016, I started following it, and I would go and look for dogs that were lost or that were reported running and help get them and stuff like that. And my very first trapping was of a German Shepherd named Bella behind Sam's Club.
Oh.
She was missing for 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She was running back in the back in the down where the river is down there and stuff, and she would come up to the parking lot 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and people were posting her on there and stuff, and we got a trap up there, and within 3 days we had her.
Oh wow.
And it's just been on since then.
and you found the owner, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Describe for me what happens when you return a lost pet to its owner. I'll let you both pitch in on this. Start with Katrina.
When it does with the owners, if they're trapped, we keep them in the trap. We don't open the trap at all. We got to get them to a secured area mm-hmm. with the owners. Usually it's a happy reunion.
Oh, yeah.
The dog recognizes them right away, and everybody's crying.
Sure.
It's absolutely the most fantastic feeling to reunite mm-hmm. pets with their owners.
Lori, tell me about your experience when people come into the Humane Society and you've got their dog waiting for them.
Oh, that's exactly what she said. I call it a happily ever after because, I mean, they do. They see each other, and it's amazing. I mean, you just picture a little kid running into their daddy's arms, and that's exactly yeah. what it is. They just run to him, and the hugs and the kisses and the licking and I love that part because it's like, oh, yay, we did it, you know.
You can tell you got the right man. Dancing around in circles and everything and whimpering and wanting to get to them, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
That is just a great story. Tell us about, because we're talking here about animals that are being humanely trapped and animals that get away and come back, tell us the importance of microchipping. Lori?
Oh, my goodness. It is probably one of the most important things that you can do because it's, you know, like Katrina has a scanner. We've got a scanner. So everything, you know, when a lost pet comes in, we take a picture of it right away. It goes right on our website with Lost and Found. Yavapai Humane Society is also just partnered with an organization called Finding Rover. Highly suggest that every single solitary person listening, if you have a pet, signs up for this. It's a facial recognition program.
The owner's face or the dog's face?
The dog's face.
Oh, okay. You said, thank goodness, fur, F-U-R, our social media. Just Freudian, right? Either way, you mentioned we were talking microchipping. Tell us the importance of keeping your information up to date on your microchip, because if you scan it, it's going to show whatever that was last registered as, right?
Exactly. You want to take that one?
Yeah,
we've run into quite a few where the information wasn't up to date,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's all about. That's what the microchip is for, is to reunite the owner with the pet as soon as possible.
Sure.
And it takes a lot of work mm-hmm. to locate the owner, but it makes it harder if you don't have it up to date.
Mm-hmm. In your experience with cats and dogs, we all know different dog breeds have certain characteristics. How about cat breeds? Are there big differences that you've noticed?
Oh, I think so. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
They are two totally, completely different cats. Tigger's, he's a storm. You can kind of tell. It's just, he's waiting in the door. Are you going to come in? Because I'm going to pounce on you.
I am a tiger in one.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think, my opinion, there's all different personalities for different breeds.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We heard Katrina, how she first got involved with the Humane Trappers. Lori, tell us how you first got involved with the Yavapai Humane Society.
Well, because I am the biggest fur mama loving baby, mm-hmm. fur baby loving. They came to me and offered me a job with doing their marketing. And I do not think that there's anything easier on the planet to internet. And it's just a way, you know, with the 4th of July coming up now and everything, you can spread awareness to people about different things that mm-hmm. are going on. We can talk about different organizations and, you know, why when I get and changed. And that's why it's like I wanted to let everybody know.
Now, the odd thing is that you spent 20 years crunching numbers before coming here, didn't you?
I did.
My sweetie, about 2 months ago, we had to put her senior dog down after 11 years. It was just heartbreaking, of course. But the day after that we had to put him down, she said, you know, he's got a lot of very special dog food here, like a 40-pound bag. We don't want it to go to waste. So she took it to the Humane Society, figuring they could make good use of it. She went there with a bag of food.
Oh,
she
no.
came back with another dog.
Oh, no.
So,
yay.
Yeah. Came back with another rescue.
And did she bring the
back with another one?
I love it.
And she just sent me a picture of it, you know, that day and said, is this okay? Yes, go ahead, bring him home. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to ask you, you used the term rover before for an organization.
Finding Rover.
Has anybody in real life ever named their dog Fido or Rover?
I've not seen any, but...
That's always... One of these days, I'm going to get two dogs, name them Fido and Rover, and watch people just fall over.
Just...
That's strange. Hey, what do you know about the thrift store? Anything going on there?
And the Equine Center just got in a beautiful new horse. I'll be posting that on Facebook. And our spay and neuter clinic is doing surgeries now on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays by appointment only. Mm-hmm. And it's very low cost for spay, neuter, and microchipping. And then Saturdays is our walk-in vaccination clinic. So we had to take that down to one day, much to the disappointment of people. But it was the only way that we could fit in more surgeries. And that's just really important.
We were talking about the impact of those loud fireworks on cats and dogs around the 4th of July. But on a side note, if you have, and we know people do, of course, if you have your own fireworks and your, you know, charcoal for the barbecue and things like this, keep the pets away from them, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I mean, we were talking outside earlier. It's a lot of people just leave their dogs out in the yard or their pets out in the yard. They're going to hear that boom. They're not inside a building. You know, they're going to hear that boom. And they're going to take off and they're going to run. And Katrina's going to be working all night.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have dogs and cats jumping fences.
Correct.
With those explosions going off in the air, right?
Right.
And they don't know where to go from there, do they?
No. Be with you.
Yeah.
You know, I just skip the fireworks. Okay. Watch them on TV, you know, and stay there because they're familiar with you. They're familiar with those surroundings, but they're not familiar with those sounds.
That's true. And this is summertime, of course. Thank goodness we're not in Phoenix or Lake Havasu. But even though we are in Prescott, which is always 15 degrees cooler, we're going to start hitting 90, 95 degrees occasionally. What should we do and not do when it comes to pet care in that kind of heat?
Well, number one, do not leave your dog in the car. Number one, I don't care if you're running into Circle K to fill up your big gulp or whatever it is. 5 minutes or something.
Yeah,
it heats up very fast.
And the other thing is, once it hits 80 degrees at the shelter, dogs are not allowed outside.
Really?
Yes. 110 degrees,
yeah,
I think.
Keep in mind, the National Weather Service will tell you that the official temperature is taken in the shade.
Right.
So imagine the sun beating down on an absorbent material, and your poor dog has those pads walking
yep.
on it.
Yeah, yep.
I feel it.
And they do.
Well, you know, this time of year also, because people are outdoors a lot, they sometimes want to take their dogs with them hiking on trails, things like this. That's a lot of fun. However, you want to keep your dog on the leash, on the trail, if at all possible, right?
Right.
Because what kinds of problems can they encounter when they get off the trail? Snakes,
mountain lions,
uh-huh.
A lot of stuff going on. And that's the biggest thing when we have people that go camping and hiking and stuff, and they don't keep their dogs on a leash, and their dogs end up running off. The biggest thing they tell us is our dogs never left our side before. And all they need is that rabbit running mm-hmm. or that deer running or even, you know, monsoons are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, noise, you know, people out camping, they shooting guns. I mean, if your dog sticks beside you, guarantee when you go out there camping, hiking, don't risk it.
I can tell you, and I told you about how our cockatiel flew out of the cage in the backyard. Our Quaker parrot did that too. And our brand new little adoptee, our rescue Shih Tzu, came back with the Quaker parrot in his mouth.
No.
And guess what? He didn't clamp down. Apparently, he was trying to rescue and bring it back to mom. And the parrot, the Quaker parrot, was unharmed. She's flying around again. She's perfectly good. No lasting damage. That dog could have snapped her in half with one bite.
Wow.
Didn't even hurt her. But instinct kicked in. She saw the bird flying in the yard, in his yard, and he went after it. But he recognized right away, because he's always around it in the house, ooh, that's family. So he just picked up the bird. It was kind of hard to get the bird out of his mouth. Again, instinct.
Right.
But once he did, the bird was unharmed. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
I love that.
Isn't that weird?
That, well, they know. It's like I said, they're so smart.
And that's why I get the biggest kick out of, you can have a great big dog in your house, and when you bring a baby home, they are so gentle around the baby. Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. I guess they're watching you just for cues, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But even the biggest dog is always so gentle with little babies, and they know how much pressure to put on, you know, when they gnaw and nibble on their hands and stuff. It's just amazing, the connection there.
Yeah.
And that's why we love them.
Yeah, and they do. They learn from us. And I'm sure you see this, too, with the people that you end up reuniting animals with.
Sure.
Is it's, you know, they know. And so when we're scared, they know when we're sad.
Upset, yeah.
I'm sorry, every dog, every cat is a therapy dog and cat.
Sure. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they are too. So, Lori and Katrina, how can our listeners contact you if they have questions about the Humane Society or the thrift store or Yavapai Humane Trappers? Lori? Katrina, how can people learn about Yavapai Humane Trappers?
Yavapai Humane Trappers Animal Search and Rescue has a Facebook page. We post all of our rescues on that page. Definitely join our group, follow us, support us. It takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a village to save these babies. Everybody has a part in what they do. I can't do this by myself.
You know,
it's a village effect. So our Facebook page, and you could call us 928-710-4632.
And I can appreciate that because my fiance rescued me. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I'll have Monday's guests and some final thoughts in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you were one of the 5,000 or 6,000 people, maybe more, who attended the Prescott Bluegrass Festival this past weekend, you saw a great performance Saturday night by Sugar and the Mint. They will be back in town at the Prescott Elks Theater on Saturday, August 31st. They will be playing tunes from their brand new CD or EP, as you may call it. They will also be performing that night. I can't remember the other act who's going to join them, but that'll be a great show on Saturday the 31st at the Prescott Elks Theater. Keep in mind that is Labor Day weekend, so if you have family or friends coming in, keep that in mind when you order those tickets. Also on that weekend, from August 31st through September 2nd, it's the Fair on the Square from the Prescott Chamber. That's at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. Fair on the Square Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5, and then Monday, Labor Day, from 9 until 3. That is courtesy of your Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Once
you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable with Sanford and Chuck follows at 4 o'clock, then Diamondbacks baseball at 6 with the pregame show. They'll take on the Giants in San Francisco at 6:45. And join me back here Monday with nationally published authors of great new books and the editorial director of the nation's number one bookseller with his top 10 books of the year so far. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.